Steph Sarasso, University of Virginia. Although rhetoric and composition scholarship is beginning to acknowledge a wider range of non-discursive materials and modes, the ultimate pursuit of meaning-making in this work positions multimodal approaches in the same realm as the discursive, a realm where objects are analyzed and interpreted. I argue that alongside and in addition to semiotic approaches to multimodality, it is necessary to address the affective, embodied, lived experience of multimodality in more explicit ways. Sound is an especially ideal medium for better understanding multimodal experiences because, unlike visual or tactile experiences, interactions between sound and the body depend on vibrations. This vibratory aspect of sound is one of the reasons that listening, though it is not usually treated as such, is a multimodal event that involves the synesthetic convergence of sight, sound, and touch. That is, sound is often experienced via multiple sensory modes. It can be seen, heard, and felt. My term multimodal listening encompasses both the semiotic and the embodied sensory aspects of multimodal experiences, which I see as significantly interconnected.